Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Aha, the sound of rock cracking, and is that rock cracking under the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare? Do you hear anything cracking, or do you hear a lot of Democrats laughing at the attempt? Are the Republicans making clowns of themselves? Will the Republican voters, independent voters who are sick and tired of having Obamacare forced down their throats, ready to actually vote on a bill like they did when Barack Obama's president? They put together a bill and voted to replace Obamacare, repeal Obamacare and replace it. It went to the desk of Barack Obama over a year ago and he vetoed it. Now the Republicans are back, and what are they doing? Well, that's what we have talked about in the last couple of weeks. And I wrote out what I call the jewel, crown jewel that could go with any plan. Well, we've seen the Ryan plan, and now the Congressional Budget Office has had their say on it. And what did they say? Well, we're going to get in that in this week's program. This is going to be an abbreviated program to do nothing but talk about Doc Holliday's blue-collar health care for all Americans. Listen to this. Send the links out to your congressmen, senators, anybody that wants to know how to get the health care bill that we need. Nobody's going to get everything they want, and I have to realize this. You tell everybody we are on a journey. It's a journey, and we got to go in the right direction. Can we get everything we want with the Senate sitting up there that can filibuster? The only way we get through is reconciliation. Well, the reconciliation will work, but you can't always get what you want. Can you, Mick Jagger? You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Will you try sometimes? Will you just back up? Well, that was the Rolling Stones, and those who've been listening to the show know that I've pointed out several times when you hear Donald Trump, when Donald Trump comes on the stage through his campaign rallies at the Republican National Convention, in the general election, and even on the day of inauguration, you heard them playing, "You can't always get what you want," the Rolling Stones. It's a song that Trump has surrounded his campaign with, his presidency with, and now as we get into the health care, the debacle, the fighting, the pushing, the lobbyists wanting their piece of the pie, well, what do you need to know? Remember what I said a while ago. We are on a journey, and we've got to make this journey count. Now, we're on the journey of Trump and the Republican House, Republican Senate, but they have some heavyweight Democrats because of the filibuster rule. Now, I wish for you Civil War scholars, you remember in Chancellorsville during the Civil War, and that was Lee's brilliant stroke of generalship, but he also had a great general there that made it happen. His name was Stonewall Jackson at Chancellorsville, and I believe it was there where, he was telling his officers, said, "This is has to be of the utmost surprise and secrecy. The men have to be quiet. If there's any stragglers, shoot them." When you're hurting and you don't think you can put another foot in front of you, when a general, commanding general says, you know, shoot the stragglers because it's importance of this battle, then I think the stragglers found some extra strength, don't you? I don't know that we couldn't. I guess it wouldn't be right to say to Democrats, hey, shoot the stragglers. I don't like this bill. But, okay, we've had enough fun with that. This gets serious now because Doc Holliday's blue-collar health care plan is what's going to pull you together to say we got to get down this journey. And some of you are not going to like it. I don't like parts of it, but it's the only way I can see to use the reconciliation that does not involve the filibuster to not get everything we want, but to put together a bill that will do three things. Remember these three things. This Doc Holliday's blue collar health care for all Americans. Well, number one, help every American citizen who has a full-time job. That includes those, anyone working a minimum wage for full-time job. You get covered, period. If you got a brain. Now, the government's not going to hand it to you. I'll tell you about that more in a minute. Number two, it begins the process of real free markets in the world of health care. Number three, it lays the foundation to make America the best it's ever been in health, in business, and education. Those three things make this plan the path, the journey to get where America needs to go, and it can keep adding on and making it better. That's where you lay the foundation, and then you make it better. But let's, why do we have to do that? Well, ever since Paul Ryan came out, and he used every spectacular ounce in his body to put together a PowerPoint and explain his plan, but it falls short. Why does it fall short? Well, it falls short to the conservatives. They say the government is Obamacare light. It falls short for Democrats, saying people won't be covered. What happens to everybody on Medicaid? And what did the Congressional Budget Office say after they scored it? Well, the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, scored it and said actually millions of Americans could lose their medical insurance. In fact, the CBO analysis projected that as many as 14 million fewer Americans could have health insurance next year under the Republican legislation when compared to the Affordable Care Act. Now, those are huge numbers. And they said that number could rise to 24 million by 2026 as delayed changes to Medicaid kick in. Wow. You know, the Democrats jumped on that real quick when Senator Chuck Schumer said it should be a stop sign for the Republicans' repeal effort. I think the CBO, do they have some liberal-minded folks in that? I think they do. But one thing I talked about, and this is not going to help the blue-collar folks, the deplorables that helped Donald Trump win this election. It's not helping the middle class and the hardworking poor. It's not the bill that's going to help them, what Paul Ryan has put out there. What do we know about that? Well, of course, we know former Congressman Tom Price, now the Health and Human Services Secretary. He was saying that it was horrible. You know, he said we can't, you know, he said basically we disagree strenuously was his exact words. And he said that the Americans should be able to get the health care they want. They'll be able to buy it because it'll be more affordable. And he stood by the plan. The fact of the matter is everybody knows, just like Louis Gohmert, when he said that this plan, that in this pile of horse excrement, they were going to find a pony. Well, I feel like we can find more than a pony. We can find something that we can build and make into a great racehorse that will get the American economy going and people's health care better. And that's what I was talking about, the three phases of Doc Holliday's blue-collar health care plan. But now a couple more things you need to know. Just for those who are just, you don't want to listen to all the text and drown you out and drive you crazy, several of the provisions of the bill, including the cuts in Medicaid, they're going to find resistance from a lot of doctors who are used to what they got. And we see that we already know the American Medical Association is made up of a small percentage of the doctors in the country, but they are, and they're more of a liberal group, but they were adamantly against the House plan. And basically, they were saying a lot of people who finally got coverage, even though it's Medicaid, they'd rather have the hospitals rather have Medicaid, rather know something's coming in than having to treat the uninsured. And this is one of the problems with the bill. So many people get frustrated with Medicaid, and that's what a lot of the Republican governors who brought on Medicaid, again, once you have people on a plan, how do you kick them off? And you don't kick them off. But that's why in a minute I'm going to tell you what you need to know. But let's talk about some of the more things that have been coming out about the Ryan plan that came out in the House a couple of weeks ago as a bill approved by a couple of the committees. But so many of the Republicans don't like it. But the central part, I guess the central components that has kept people around is because Paul Ryan guaranteed the Republicans will have 218 votes when it comes to the floor. And if it passes on the House, how in the world do you get the Senate to get by? Well, it's part of the reconciliation process, and that's what I said. That's the thing that gums up the works. It gums up the works, but it makes it possible to actually repeal and replace Obamacare, because you can do it without the filibuster, the 60% that you need, because it concerns the budget. Only if you get the budget under what it would be. So it's got to be scored for 10 years. So keeping that simple part in mind, this has to go under reconciliation. And a lot of you don't know what that means. And basically, the rule of thumb is it has to deal with the budget. And because of that, the Senate can pass it with a majority vote, not the filibuster proof. And some of you are saying, what's a filibuster? Well, we don't have time to go on that, but the House can pass something by one vote. But in the Senate, has been tradition in the last generation that you can call a filibuster, and that means you got to get 60 votes before you can proceed to a vote. And so you can stop legislation without a majority. And that helps bring things back in line. So how do we make a journey to get Obamacare repealed and replaced? Well, that's why Donald Trump needs to listen to this plan. And I've tried every way to get it to him. If you can get it to him, please send him this link. And I will have some on our Facebook page. Again, this is so important that this plan is simple. My plan is not a health care plan altogether. It's to piggyback onto the Ryan plan or the Rand Paul plan. I told you, it's so easy to get those two confused. Paul Ryan and Rand Paul. One's a senator from Kentucky, the other's the Speaker of the House from Wisconsin. But either one, or a little bit of both. But what they want to pass in the House is the Ryan plan, the House bill. So that's what I'm sticking with. We stick with that right now and incorporate some of Rand Paul's free markets. And if you can get all that in, good. If you can't, then you say, this is the journey we begin. Let's repeal and replace Obamacare. Then in 2018, say, you really want the knock it all out and get where we need to go on this journey, then we make sure some Democrats will agree to the next changes enough to get past the filibuster. Or in 2018, you make sure every Democrat you can get knocked out of the Senate gets knocked out and come with them full barrels and tell Donald Trump to campaign in every state that has a Democratic senator up for election. Tell them you're going to come double barrels after them if they don't get on board to push this further down the road. But you got to get it repealed and replaced first. So how do you do it? It's a simple thing. When you take the Ryan plan it scares me to death, and it scares Democrats, it scares the working class, blue-collar folks, because so many are dependent on the Obamacare subsidies. So what do? It goes to back to my plan. You get rid of Obamacare. Then what do you have? Well, everybody says you can go get insurance. Insurance is high, and it's going to be higher if you don't have deductible. The higher the deductible, the lower your insurance is. So families can, once you take the restrictions off insurance and find what's best for your family, yes, the rates will come down. But to really help the blue-collar American workers, what you need to do is provide for the deductible. And I don't mean give money. I mean go back to what we talked about. You can call them, I'm just going to call them DOC points. It could be called Trump points. It could be called Obama points. It could be called Tootie Greens points. But we'll use the word points. Just like you get a credit card and use points. But use the point system. And if your deductible is $5,000, you get 5,000 points. That's not cash. 5,000 points. And what a person does, number one, anybody that has a full-time job and buys an insurance plan, it could be a catastrophic plan with a high deductible of $5,000. Whatever your deductible is, that's how many points you get. If you're, just go with what the Ryan plan says. Individual cuts out at $75,000 income per year. A household, $150,000. Anything below those, you can get points for your deductibles. Whatever, if your deductible is $3,000, you get 3,000 points. That helps pay for the deductibles. What you want is for a young family who has a child running a fever, 102, what do? Can we afford to go in? If somebody, a child falls off a horse, then we got to get him into the doctor. Well, is he really hurt? Don't have to ask. You know you got points, you'd be covered. That's health care for America, for everyone, if you're willing to work a full-time job. Even if it's minimum wage, if you get a full-time job, you get a low-cost, catastrophic plan. And you can help pay for that plan through your health savings account, because everybody can get a health savings account. Your employer, if they don't provide insurance, they can give you some money to put in a health savings account, tax-free. Keep that money there, and you can help pay for a medical plan of your choice. But whatever your deductible is, you get those points. And what happens with the points? Say it's 5,000 points. If you use those points, then they're subtracted. It's kept up with by a point system with new technology, the new technology called blockchain. You can use blockchains now. That is something we can register a doctor who used the points with, register a person who used the points. And it's locked in with new technology. It's skilled. That will keep fraud out from the system. New technology, blockchain. Look it up. You don't have to understand it. I don't understand it all. But the new technology called blockchain will help give the needed boost that we've never had in healthcare before to help fight out fraud and help simplify a plan between those who get the points and the doctors who use the points or the clinics. And the point system is simple to understand. For the patient, they get 5,000 points for that year. Use it or lose it. You can't combine them, but what you can do, and we can work and tweak with it, but 10%. Say it's 5,000 points for a $5,000 deductible. If you don't get sick, if you don't go to the doctor, then you will get a tenth of that, which would be $500 to go directly into your health savings account. You get it from a tax credit that you can from your savings from the tax, and you put that directly in your health savings account. So yes, there is a mechanism to help you if you can stay healthy. Now, if you use the 5,000 points, then that's when your medical plan will kick in. It helps the working poor. And you don't have to set up a whole new bureaucracy in Washington. You let the states run it using the blockchain computer experts, state by state. And what do the doctors do with the points? Every state can help that. The biggest part is the IRS comes in, and you can say you get, for every 4,000 points, you get $1,000 off your IRS bill. You can use it like an IOU. You know, the IRS can take it as cash payment. 4,000, not, you know, you can't have it point per point. But the doctors who want to go with the system, they know they're going to get paid. They know they get the points. They'll get paid points. And then states can be, they can use this to think of new ways. They can give travel to, if it's New York, maybe you can travel in New York. If it's Michigan, you have resorts in Michigan. If it's California, resorts in California. Use it for your doctors to have things they can do with points. You may get pharmaceutical companies to be a partner in that. You may help pay off a young doctor's loans, their student loans. There can be so much access with these points. Just like you can get a catalog. If you got credit card points, you get a catalog of all these points you can use them for. Well, the doctors could do the same things in clinics. But you don't set up a whole new bureaucracy. Give it to the states. Let them develop it as the federal government helps out with the IRS. There can be all kinds of innovative things that states can use and learn from each other. But the best thing it is, what happens, you let the consumer, the healthcare consumer, and the doctors make decisions for the first $5,000. And then, of course, the insurance company comes into the picture when the deductible has been met, which hopefully will be very few times, except for due to accident or a very catastrophic illness. They happen, and that's what insurance is for. But get the insurance companies out of the first $5,000. Let it be between the healthcare consumer and the doctor, making decisions what's best for them, and the free markets will work, especially if you tell the clinics, the hospitals, put your procedures online, how much your fees are, and let the healthcare consumer shop for the best doctor, best hospital, and that's free markets beginning to work like they've never been able to work in healthcare in a generation. That's simple. There's more to it? Yes, there's more to it. I'm not going to be able to tell you everything, but I do want you to understand that Doc Holliday's blue-collar health care for all Americans, when you get the beauty of it is, somebody says, I need health insurance for my family. Well, I can't find a job. You can even go to a fast food restaurant and work full-time there, and you are eligible to get points. But you got to buy the insurance plan. You got to have a health savings account to start a monthly payment so that you can get the points. And that is the beauty. The more people go to work in America, the more powerful America becomes. The economy engines start running on full potential. It cranks out more products, more tax money to help reduce the deficit. Now, this is the thing about reducing the deficit. When you get to the reconciliation, everybody goes, oh, we can't afford that. Well, you cut out all the middle folks, people. You don't have to have a government bureaucracy to run it. But what you do, some simple things you got to remember. Doctors not going to get rich on it. They have to offset income to get in other places. They got to see other patients, not just the patients that have points. Because they have to use the points to take off money they owe the IRS from their investments in other people and other things. So clinics, for-profit clinics, these are the things that can thrive and help all Americans also. But now, reconciliation. Why is this important? You repeal Obamacare. Now, this is the thing that I am willing to step forward on a journey to get what we need and keep building it up. When you get rid of Obamacare, when you repeal Obamacare, everybody's saying free markets will work. All the Republicans saying just let the free markets work. I believe they will. The Democrats don't believe they will. So get the Democrats on board this way. Repeal Obamacare. And you look at the Obamacare taxes. Reconciliation demands that you have something better to replace it with. So this is a conservative mindset who says, I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'd say, if you feel like you got to have the crutch, you don't believe in free markets, you don't believe the blue-collar healthcare plan will work, then all the taxes built into Obamacare, set them up and let them keep rolling for 10 years. Sunset them in 10 years where they're absolutely gone. But for that 10 years, every dollar that is not needed, it cannot go anywhere else in the budget. It only goes to pay off the national debt. I will make that bargain. And some conservatives may want to just shout me down. But I'll say this. If it will start paying down the debt, anything is not used as planned out in the point system and making American health care work for every American that has a job. If that doesn't get people off the Medicaid rolls, if they don't want to be a part of this great health care system, then, you know, we may have a problem. I mean, you may need those extra taxes. So I would say if that's what it takes to get the Democrats on board, and nobody can touch any of the money except for used for the point system and taking care of our medical system. And if the free markets don't work, then yes, you got subsidies to buffer that. But I don't think you'll need them. But in case you do, for reconciliation, to get it passed, to get Democrats on board, make a deal. You can keep the Obamacare taxes in there with the stipulation, anything that's not needed, if free markets work, every dime goes to paying down the national debt. Now, what do you don't like about that? A lot of people may not like keeping Obamacare taxes. I don't like it. But if that's what it'll take, if they'll promise me that every dime, every penny goes to pay down a national debt where it's not needed, and it's sunset completely in 10 years, you cannot resurrect from the dead, then I could go with that to move the journey, to make that step down the road to make America not only great again, but to make America the best it's ever been. There's more written down about this healthcare plan, Doc Holliday's Blue Collar Healthcare for All Americans. You can go there on my website, check it out, links to that on Facebook, and spread the word out. Let's see if we can't get the magic of blockchains, new technology, along with some critical thinking and a new way of thinking that gets us back to it's between the doctors and the healthcare consumers, and free markets will work. And not only that, it'll get people off the Medicaid. They want to go into this system where they can get healthcare, health savings accounts. They don't want to be on Medicaid when they can get something much better. And that's what Donald Trump promised. And you can call this the deplorable healthcare plan. I'll be happy with that. But I do want you to understand, this is something America needs. It's the point system to help all Americans. This is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. There's great shows on Web Talk Radio. And I'm glad that I got a new book out, a chapter in a new book called The Biblical Case for Israel. You can go on my website, check that out. Love for you to order that. I also got the book Bedrock Truths, the Road Along with Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarland, saying 8 uncompromising principles for America now. So you can order those books along with others on my website, Doc Holliday. That's Doc Holliday, Holliday of two L's, HOLLIDAY.org, DocHolliday.org. And next week, we'll have another great show right here to all the rock-splitting politics that's happening with Donald Trump in the office. How can we not have something to talk about? How can we not have something to maybe laugh about? How can we not have something to say, let's be a part of making America great again? We're doing our part here. You do your part where you are all across America. It's great to be with you. Can't wait till next week. See what you think about Doc Holliday's blue-collar health care plan for all Americans. Tell your congressman about it. Tell your senators about it. Tell your governors about it. Let's get it going.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen or visit DocHolliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.